Seenlaha of Belgium has only 20% of lung capacity. She was already careful to avoid viruses, even before the COVID-19 crisis. Laha has depended on caregivers for years. They help her get dressed, clean her house, and provide her with health care at her home. Recently, one of her caregivers told Laha she had paid 10 euros for a mask to protect herself and others from the virus. That gave Laha, who loves to sew, an idea. I had the idea to make some face masks for my physiotherapist so that she could protect herself and her patients better, Laha said. What started as a one-person operation about a week ago has grown into a small army of at-home Belgian mask makers. Laha opened the effort with a Facebook page called Sewing Mouth Masks. She had 3,000 members within 2 days. On Friday, that number rose to 5,300. Belgian medical officials provided Laha with a design for masks and advised her on what materials she should use. She uses 2 layers of cotton cloth so that the masks can be washed in very hot water and reused. Each person on the team makes about 20 masks per day, and not all the producers are female. We have plenty of men, she said. Everyone who wants to help is welcome, even if you only make one a day. The coronavirus spreads mainly through drops of liquid expelled when an infected person coughs or sneezes. Masks that cover the mouth and nose are an important tool in blocking the droplets. However, there is a severe shortage of masks in hospitals around the world, leaving healthcare workers exposed. The World Health Organization is asking manufacturers to increase their mask production by 40%. And Belgium's Van de Velde Lingerie Company is now producing masks for hospitals. The hospitals provide the material to the company, and Van de Velde provides the labor for free. Among Belgium's new volunteer mask makers is Anaïs Moison. She is staying at home with her 3-year-old child because of Belgium's coronavirus restrictions. Moison said her sister-in-law delivers babies in hospital. The midwife and her co-workers are affected by the mask shortage. So, Moison decided to help them by making masks. I will also bring some to my doctors in the neighborhood and to the nursing homes, she added. Volunteer Lise Astro is sewing masks for family and friends. She could not find masks anywhere, so, she said, she made one for herself. Everyone was laughing at me, she added, and now all my friends want one, she said. I'm Jill Robbins.